Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
Radio.
And online at umfm.com.
Wow.
Check us out on the show grid. Update every Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
It's become a habit now. I'm Megan.
I'm Alice.
And we play video games.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, I have several video games. I have a couple.
We have a couple kicking around that we around again. Because we get angry about video games.
Yeah, most of the time, I feel.
And sometimes we get really excited about video games.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's legit.
It is legit. Because we,
like video games?
We like video games. Yeah. One video game we play a fair amount of is Dead by Daylight.
Yeah.
And on June, they're dropping some DLC that they announced.
Yeah, the Resident Evil collab, which is really... I'm very excited for it. I think it's fun. So we got our Resident... For the day, Dead by Daylight is like an asymmetrical horror where one is the killer and the other people are the survivors. One versus four, usually. The survivors have to start generators to escape a map. That's how it goes. And they announced new map. It's probably the thing I'm most excited about because it just looks so cool. It's like the police station and part of the town of,
Raccoon City?
Raccoon City. Specifically Resident Evil, like, 2 kind of situation. More 2, obviously. And so, survivors, we get Leon S. Kennedy, and we get Jill Valentine, which I think those are very good choices, probably the most appropriate choices, especially considering the killer is Nemesis. It wouldn't have been that much sense to have made Claire the other survivor, Jill, just because Nemesis is Claire, Jill's monster kind of thing, right?
Right.
That's the only thing I would say, and so I'm fine with it. I don't, Jill's fine. I especially like Resident Evil 1 and 3. After that, Jill falls, they do some stuff to her character that I'm not fond of, but anyway... I think this is a great addition. There's also the fact that there's going to be, like, this is the first killer that has AI mob sort of situation. There's going to be also zombies on the map. Yeah, it's very interesting. I wonder how hard it will be. Obviously, there'll probably be some, like, updates and some stuff where they will, like, debuff or, like, nerf certain, things that people have just or perk. To make it a more balanced game. Because they're always, like, this is a game that's been going on for about 5 years, and it's something that they do continually want to, like, add to, obviously. Like, the sort of the little thing. And they started off with, I think it was, like, 4 survivors and 3 killers. And then now we're at, like, almost 30 for each.
27 survivors, 24 killers.
Yeah, which is, like, that's a ridiculous amount. Because there is a lot of variety. And compared to other asymmetrical horrors, it's obviously the most popular, but it does have a lot to it, a lot that you can do, and lots of ways to play it, so I think that's one of the better aspects of it and why it's more popular.
I love cosplay because I myself play on the PlayStation 4, and I know a lot of the friends that we have are PC gamers.
Yeah.
So that means I can play with them. And before I had a PC, I could actually play with them too.
Yeah.
So it's probably one of the few games that I do enjoy before.
I will definitely get the Resident Evil 1. I'm excited. I think it looks neat. I'm, once again, more excited for the map, but I'm fine with what... it's going to be cool. I'm happy. Yay, Resident Evil. I only hope that this means that Dead by Daylight also, like... I would assume at this point they do have some, like, quote, you know, some kind of accountability, some kind of status, some horror, movie franchise kind of situation. So I hope that this means that they will get some more whatever franchise stuff, whatever it be.
Well, they got some in there.
Like... Oh, yeah. Freddy. Obviously, they don't have Jason. And I think that's primarily just because there is a Friday the 13th asymmetrical game, which is basically Dead by Daylight, but your only killer is... Jason.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry. Really I forget everybody. It's Jason. There's Jason and Freddy, and then there's Michael. And then I think his just name is Ghostface. Like, I don't think he has, like, a normal, like, it's not like David or something.
Yeah, he's just known as Ghostface.
David Ghostface. Yeah, they do have quite a few classic monsters, and even things like the Demogorgon from Stranger Things, which I feel is, like, that's quite a popular thing, right? And even to get that. So,
and they've gone into the silent, and they've gone into the Saw franchise, too.
Yeah. It's once again,
massive,
I think,
at this point.
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting to see what they get next. Obviously, they probably have plans now that, be more Resident Evil characters, or, like, because there is an amount there. Like, obviously, people want Lady Dief, but I'm like, that's not feasible given the nature of this game, because you can't have a 9-foot in a map. Where you have, like, especially in some places, I don't think, there's encompasses, and I don't think some place 9 feet tall. Like,
she'd have to go over.
Yeah, so I just love the enthusiasm that will never happen. They're compatible Dead by Daylight and Evil Monsters at this point. Like, obviously the next one that I would assume is Mr. X would be, like, the next easiest to implement.
Although it could also just be a costume change for...
Nemesis, I guess so, but I would assume there could be different things, because they are different characters, and they do different things. But, yeah, we could see... I think they might be too similar in terms of... I think he's just big guy, and he has his little tentacle that either infects you. There'll be some interesting thing. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it'll be good. Speaking of Resident Evil, I actually beat a game over the weekend. I beat Resident Evil 8 at long last. I had myself a very good time, and I wish there was more.
Yeah.
For the price of this game, I was kind of hoping for more content, but what I did get was extremely good quality, and I'm really hoping that they're going to come out with more, like, DLC for this. I would definitely pick up the DLC for this as well.
Yeah, I think I said it last week that I'm almost 100% sure they would... see in this. Like, there's no reason why they wouldn't, considering the reception. I know there's, like, you buy, like, the gold pass or whatever for Resident Evil 8, where you are, you know, confirmed that you will be receiving whatever DLC comes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
DLC, but I'm gonna say it'll be slated for maybe, like, October. That feels appropriate for, like, Halloween time when they give us some DLC.
Yeah.
And I'd be fine with that. Like, things are a little slower because of other, you know. So I'm very willing to be like, it'll come eventually. There's 20 other games I still have to play.
This is true. We don't want to get it all at one time. But this is an incredibly fun game. I do recommend looking for something in the Resident Evil series, but isn't quite as terrifying.
Yeah.
Because the other games do make me so anxious.
It's an action horror. Survival horror.
Yeah.
That's the biggest difference between it and, say, the older Resident Evil games, like 2 and 3, the original, etc. Like, it takes a lot of notes from Resident Evil 4, which is fine because that's thought of as one of the best Resident Evil games ever.
Like it. Yeah, it's good. And, yeah, that is what I have been playing. What have you been playing this past week?
I beat a game.
What game did you beat?
I beat Remothered Broken Porcelain, which is a prequel of sorts to another game, which was Remothered Tortured Fathers, Tormented Fathers. Yeah. And I never played this one, or I never played the first one, I guess it's the first one, because this one... Broken Porcelain is the prequel sequel. Like, it has both of that, which Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, you're looking at me like, what? It was that? And I'm like, yeah, it was a prequel sequel. Didn't you understand?
A pre-sequel?
No. It doesn't matter. It's not... I don't think it's that important because in the end, the game is kind of, like, it's kind of a mess. Like... The reason I didn't play the first game is because I knew there's a lot of transphobia in it. I thought I would be safe by playing the second game because I had heard... Because the first game was not, didn't do very well in that forefront. That the creators had decided to go, you know, try to be more inclusive, try to be more whatever. I think I can see how I can see it, but at the same time, I don't think they succeeded because this game very heavily utilizes plot points from the first game, which are really transphobic and you can't get away from.
Right.
And it doesn't, like, obviously the people who are transphobic in this game are, like, the bad guys, right? But it just sort of, it feels like a very unnecessary thing, especially considering the context of this game and just sort of the games in general. Like, it feels like it's one of those things that's there to be like, wow, wow. Or it's like the mental illness is evil, you know, trope.
Yeah.
Like, that's about it. Or alcoholics are evil or abusive people or, yeah, you know, alcoholics are abusive people or, you know, it's one of those tropes that you see in media a lot and you're like, I get it, but I don't care. You're not saying anything new. Anyway, Remothered Broken Porcelain is about a girl in the 70s named Jennifer who gets sent to an inn because she's too bad for remedial school. Like, she's too bad for that. But she's not bad enough for juvie. So she sent, it's like child labor, basically, to work in an inn to learn how to be a good child.
Okay.
Yeah, please understand that there's a lot, there's so much convoluted stuff in this because Jennifer is, I'm going to go into spoiler territory here. I don't know if anybody cares, because I don't know if the video game really explains this stuff very well. It's kind of a jumbled mess where there's lots of things that are happening, and then there's lots of different mechanics, and then there's mechanics that they're like, you have this power, and then I use it once, and then I forget about it, because all it's used for is blowing up ice or snow globes at that point, because I can't reach, which are just like collectibles, right?
Okay.
Jennifer, it's not, basically everybody in the inn or whatever hotel starts to go mad. There's like bugs and moths around there. There's something to do with that these people, like specifically the headmaster, whatever, he's been experimenting or he was part of some kind of cult that experimented with moths or something, and that made it so that the moths people only respond to like one people, like a hive mind situation. And I played the whole game, and I don't get it still. Like, I played the whole game, and I understand these individual parts, but I don't understand how the game cohesively tied those things together, because it didn't. Because this game also features you playing as Jennifer, but then at some points, you're in what it says years in the future. Like, years have gone by. It doesn't say...
So we're jumping back and forth in time.
Yes. And then it also, once again, references another game that I've never played. But it pretty heavily references it to the extent that they, at the beginning of the game, they're like, here's this preview about this video game that you didn't play. Because who knows why? Because maybe you didn't want to buy it. And I was, that's me. It's sort of a, like, the gameplay is a stealth thing. Like, you are, you're stealthing around this inn, trying to open doors, trying to sort of, like, get the other characters who are trying to stalk you to, like, open things for you. There is one cool puzzle, which was I got this lady to open one of the locked doors by ringing the phone for that place. Like, you know, there's like a phone in there, and then I called her, and then she's like, nobody's picking up the phone, you know, so she went to go open it. That was kind of a neat puzzle. There's no neat puzzles after that. None. Absolutely none. It is not very good. It's confusing. The stealth isn't great. Like, obviously, I don't want to say I had fun, but, like, I'm sure people enjoyed watching, like, I streamed this for my friends, and they enjoyed watching me scream when, you know, things came to get me. But that's about, you know, like, the maybe the most enjoyability I had was maybe when, you know, my jump scares. But the thing with me is that anything can jump scare me, so it does, like, it's not something to be proud of, necessarily. Like,
it's true. Not,
yeah, so you're stalked by the people, but then there's also this, guy with a big, his stick like a spine, and I think he's supposed to be, like, the doctor from the first game. He's being controlled by the sister of the guy, like, the main head guy. Like,
this all sounds like a jumbled mess.
It's pretty jumbled mess. And then, obviously, you have the characters that you are, which is Jennifer, and then another character named Reed, who is, once again, in the future. And it's just in the future. Where she's an adult, and she's basically talking to this old man who's pretty disfigured. We find out that he is the headmaster guy. Once again, he's still alive. It is absolutely convoluted mess, and it also ends with one of my least favorite things, which is, like, lesbians getting together, then immediately, like, the next day one of them dies or something. Like, it literally does that. And part of the reason why I played this game is because I was like, okay, there's actually, you know, like, lesbian representation in this game.
It took the worst trope of
representation. Yeah, it took the worst way out. Of course it did. And it was just, like, I didn't really, it was fine. Like, there were some parts of it that reminded me of when I played the Black Sad game, which I also didn't enjoy, but I feel it was also, like, almost, like, as convoluted as that story-wise, and it just felt very bad. Like, it was just a game that I think I paid maybe $8 for it. There were things about it I kind of liked, which was some of the stealth aspect, but there were just, like, there's a crafting system. It alternately, this game, it holds your hand a lot, and then it doesn't tell you other things. Like, it gives me tutorials for certain things, and then other things I have to figure out on my own, and some of those things are, like, really important to the rest of the game, so I should know how to do them. Like, stabbing people with a knife. I didn't figure that out at all. Until at one point, you do actually get to play, once again, this is spoilers because I don't care about this game. You do get to play as the killer, Porcelain, which is not, I wish it was more fun, because that's, like, it sounds like a thing that would be kind of exciting, and you're like, oh man, the game changed again, and it's interesting. But it's not really. All you do is painfully slowly walk around looking for that sister, once again. And every time you find her, she shoots you. Every single time. And you can't even get a hit off of her, and you want to so bad. And your Porcelain is very slow. And it's kind of a huge place at that point. Like, you've opened up most of the area, so she has a lot of area to go. And then you don't even get to, like, kill her yourself. It's all cutscene. So it's just, like,
that's, like, the least satisfying gameplay.
Oh, yeah! And it's just, like, because it was, once again, I was like, oh, I'm gonna get to play as a killer. That's kind of, you know, like, I haven't seen that a lot in a lot of video games like this, you know, especially. But it was just, it wasn't fun. I hated the fact that I was so slow, and then I couldn't kill anything at all. It was, like, should have just done a cutscene, and I would have been more happy. It's just a game that I feel had, there's things there that are kind of okay. That, like, some of the stealth is kind of interesting, but ultimately, it's not a very good game. It doesn't explain itself, and then the things that it does explain, it's just not fun. Like, it doesn't explain a lot. And once again, there's a lot of systems. There's a crafting system. There's your moth power system, which, once again, I only really use to when you have to use it, or when I wanted to. There was a snow globe available, but rarely was it useful, and I hated having to use it because it was also kind of terrible to control. It was kind of like in Beyond Two Souls when you have to control her brother.
Ghost brother.
Yeah, I don't care about spoilers for Beyond Two Souls. I'm sorry, everyone. That's the word. That's... Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't... I don't necessarily think I'd recommend this game. If you wanted, like, to get it for cheap. I feel there's, like, better, like, stealth horror games in general, like even just the Clock Horror series or things that are more based off of that, that would probably be more enjoyable than this. It was fine. Like I won't ever play it again, and I don't think I'm a better person for playing it, but I...
You slogged your way through it for our entertainment.
Yep. Right. I beat a video game.
You did beat a video game.
Yeah.
You were also kind enough to gift me a video game.
Yep.
One Dog Story by Big Way Games.
Yes.
Yes, because you saw that it was a dog and a platformer, and you...
Yes, that was... That's basically... in. Yeah, I was... It looks cute, and that's it.
It's a little bit darker than I expected it to be. It is a pixel platformer with RPG elements, and you are a mutant dog, EO43... who wakes up in a military base, and the military base has gone to chaos.
Okay.
Now, you have no memory of who you are or why you're there. You are trying to find answers.
You're just a little... You're like a anthro-like dog, right? You're not a dog. You're a dog with a hat and, like, a gun, right? Or a broom?
It's, you get a bat, and you get a gun.
Okay.
And you eventually get a shotgun.
Okay.
Now, you find out, I'm going to spoil the first cutscene, that you were a normal dog.
Okay.
But you have been genetically modified.
Cool.
To be...
Not.
A bipedal...
Oh, dog critter. That can shoot a gun.
Yeah. Dog that can shoot a gun. You are accompanied by an AI named Lilith, who tells you if you want to find answers, you got to go deeper into the lab. So you and Lilith go forth into the lab, and you end up fighting boss critters, other genetically modified animals, and nobody wants to help you in this place. They're all scientists that are scared out of their gourd for whatever reason, and you just find yourself with various cutscenes throughout telling your backstory as your memories start coming back to you. So it is a lot of fun. There are some puzzles that I'm enjoying. It's based on Cave Story, which I played a long time ago. I should revisit that again.
Yeah, Cave Story is one of my, like, I'm not the most into 2D platformers because they give me anxiety. But I played all the way through Cave Story and it was fantastic. Like, it's really fun. Like, that's a fun game.
I'm going to have to revisit it. What I like about this game is that there is multiple paths that you can follow that will take you to your ending. Endings. There are multiple endings, but once you go through a door, you can't necessarily go back and finish your exploration until much, much later in the game. But I am having a lot of fun. I haven't quite gotten to any of my endings yet, but I am working towards it. I'm playing on easy mode right now just because every time I pick normal mode, I find myself very overwhelmed. Like in Resident Evil.
Pixels?
With pixels, I think I could get away with it. I can't do 3D, but I'm playing on easy right now. I will say that some of the story is in, like... There is a lot of convoluted story, and it's all in very small print. They throw a lot of information at you to read, but it's all... It's a little too much.
Yeah.
But it's, I want to find out what happens to EO43. Okay. Especially since there is also EO42, which escaped before you, your clone sibling.
Okay.
So this one's available on PC, Switch, Xbox, and PlayStation 4.
Cool.
But you got it for me for Steam, and it was $7.
Yeah, it was on sale.
Yeah, so I do recommend checking it out if you're looking for a good little pixel platformer. I need something to fill that void until I get my next Hollow Knight.
There you go.
All right, and, yeah, I'm enjoying it. All right, everybody, I think that's everything we got for you for this week. That's what we've been playing for the week, and we will be touching on more games that we haven't yet had a chance to play in our collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep changing.
Bye.
Have a good week.